Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined on the phone by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. News yesterday in the state. Jet Tamala, previously an Iowa State commit, now an Alabama commit. Sipping for his 47 touchdowns, 3 picks last year. How significant is this that Jet Tamala is an Alabama commit from Millard South High School, Sean?
Yes, I was going back and looking, okay. And to my knowledge, there's never been a high school guy in the modern era of Nebraska high school football that's signed with Alabama. there's never been a letter winner that, you know, played high school football from the state of Nebraska that's gone to Alabama. So it's that I could find. So it's historical in that sense. And, you know, it was a very stressful decision, I know, for Jet. I talked to his father, and I talked to Jet yesterday briefly. And, the last week, I think it was tough because they obviously had a lot of loyalty and a lot of respect for Iowa State. But at the same time, Alabama's Alabama. And I think they recognized the opportunity in Tuscaloosa and what it's going to bring. And look, Alabama has a version of Dylan Raiola that's going to be a freshman this year, a 5-star Elite 11 type MVP quarterback. So he's not walking into any guarantees there. If not, he probably even a harder situation. But it's kind of one of those things. If you don't do it, you'll never know. And I think he wants this challenge, wants this opportunity to go into Alabama and compete. And, you know, I think DeBoer and Grubb and the coaching staff there, they're Midwest valued guys, so that they did a really good job. They were late in finding Jet Tamala. I mean, that I know one of the things they told him is like, we wish we would have found you earlier. So Jet didn't do a lot of spring recruiting things because of high school basketball. He didn't get out until April, really, or late March. So his recruiting process was slower off the ground. But it got going very quickly.
Yeah, it took off. Meanwhile, Nebraska's a little slow right now in forming its class of 2026 right now. You have 5 guys in the class. One doesn't really count, so you have 4. Because, Sean, you're not counting anymore Bonwell Whitty, the receiver from South Dakota. Is he out effectively?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say he's for sure out, but he doesn't have a signable spot right now. He got hurt a year ago, has not like fully recovered and returned for that injury, and they have not brought him in for an official visit, and they're not going to bring him in for official visit this month. So it's hard to really count him as a part of the true commit group because they are recruiting other receivers right now, and they've got a list of guys coming in that are here now that are coming in later in the weekend. Bonwell Whitty, I think, has to really prove he's back. And it's a long road to prove that, in my opinion. And he was more of a Garrett McGuire addition, if you remember. Garrett McGuire is who added him to the group. I think they're going to bring in a couple receivers that are going to probably pan out this week. And, you know, the challenge with recruiting now is the money side of it. You have only so much money that you can spend per position, per spot, and you're seeing Nebraska operate in that manner accordingly. They could get commits. They can go out and just blow the money if they want to. But you have to have a plan. Everybody now is pretty much operating with about $15 million.
Okay.
And then the NIL element is still a wild card as far as what will be allowed by the clearinghouse on top of that. So Nebraska, I talked to Tim Watts, our friend in Alabama. They're operating the same way. I mean, everybody is operating as if all they have is that $20.5 million, and then the NIL part is going to be the bonus. Like, what can you get on top of that? But nobody's really operating like that. Hey, we've got double the 15. We got 30. Let's operate like we got 30. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to be really much more prudent with your money and how you spend it. And prospects are operating that manner too. If you have a spot somewhere right now with money tied to it, you can't really screw around. I mean, if you want to screw around, you might lose hundreds of thousands of dollars.
If you're a player.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah, Alabama, Tamala was only their seventh commitment in the class. So it's not like Alabama's racked up a big number. They were at six before Tamala. Now, as far as Nebraska goes, what's your level of consternation with Nebraska only having four? I think you basically just explained it. But are you comfortable with where Nebraska's at, knowing what they have and knowing what's coming?
Yeah, I think it's going to get to 10 really quick once they lay it down. I mean, they've got guys on campus now. They've got eight more coming. Mm-hmm. It's like a game of musical chairs. I mean, yesterday we confirmed, five guys that were coming on campus that we initially didn't have on our visitor list. Mm-hmm. And so that's how quick it can happen for Nebraska as far as some of these new visitors that pop up that, you know, might be commits to other schools. There's a receiver committed to Arizona State who's visiting this weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of things like that that are moving for Nebraska where this is the last weekend. I think a lot of people also need to understand, after this weekend, a school cannot host a prospect because of the dead period until September. So after Sunday, there won't be a recruit to visit your campus until probably the Akron game because of how the recruiting calendar shapes out and the dead period. There used to be a week in July you could have visitors. They did away with that week. I think the coaches were a big fan of that because it was kind of a lot as you're getting ready for the start of fall camp that you had to do an additional recruiting week and host a bunch of visitors in that July week. So that's no longer this year. And then, obviously, the dead period, to me, it starts a little bit earlier, probably a week earlier than we've seen in some years, where it's late June. You might have seen one more week of visitors in June in past years. This year, they're pulling the plug after Sunday.
Really interesting time. By the way, you had been talking about this, so the news breaking last night wasn't huge news to you. Four-star cornerback C.J. Brown out, decommitted from Nebraska's class. Did you ever think he was going to be part of the class?
I mean, I thought the visit he had to Lincoln went well. But I think it, again, now comes down probably to the money piece and how valued he is to Florida State and how much money they're willing to throw at him. But now one of Florida State's safety commits is on campus visiting Nebraska. So you kind of have this little battle brewing between the Matt Rhule former assistants, Tony White, Evan Cooper,
Terrence Knighton,
yeah, all at Florida State, and they're taking some Nebraska, trying to go after some, now Nebraska's trying to go after some Florida State guys, so there's a little bit of a back and forth there, and there's even a little bit of back and forth between Syracuse and Nebraska, because Fran Brown, former Georgia coach now that worked for Matt Rhule, is the head coach there, and there's been a couple Syracuse commits that have gone back and forth here, so it's kind of there's a little bit of battles between guys that know each other pretty well right now.
Joined by Sean Callan. Sean, Nebraska gets commitment from offensive lineman Hayden Ainsworth from Biloxi, Mississippi. Who was after him? Who'd they beat out to get his commitment, Sean?
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Ole Miss, Auburn, I mean, he had quality SEC offers. I mean, he was looked at as a very, very solid, you know, power two level interior line prospect. And I think what helped Nebraska is he grew up in the state of Nebraska through like sixth grade, and then he moved to Mississippi. And there have not been a lot of high school prospects from the state of Mississippi that have come here, you know, in history. Dante Daldell was, but he came transferred here. Mm-hmm. In terms of signing guys out of the state, out of high school, you know, Byerson Cockrell, Antonio Reed, Malcolm Hartzog, Brandon Jackson. I mean, those are like the last four, and we're going back to 04, 20 years. So not really the norm to get a player out of Mississippi for Nebraska. But Ainsworth had a unique connection here. And his commitment kind of, you know, flipped the domino on Ryan Merritt, who was visiting here the same weekend, and he was an interior line prospect, and he signed with Ole Miss. So Ole Miss and Nebraska are kind of battling over some of the same interior bodies, and you don't need a lot of interior line bodies. You want one or two, and they got the guy they wanted here in Ainsworth.
Sean, tomorrow, today's Wednesday, tomorrow, the Nebraska's camp season, does it effectively wrap up in the main part of it tomorrow with the graduate players that come in and try out, and then the camp at night? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, that's the last of it. Again, because the dead period starts the next week, so there's no high school camps, and the coaches will be on their little break that they get at that point before the start of fall camp. So, yeah, this will be the final one, the Thursday night throwdown event, the postgraduate camp. We'll do a quicker, you know, it's about a two-hour camp. It's not a long deal. But, you know, I'll be interested if Nebraska is able to sign anybody from that camp and how that works with roster limitations and what they want to do moving forward. But if there is another, let's say, like a Jalen Gramstad or James Williams that they come across, would they add that player? And I think they would. In 2025 recruits, my understanding is they are grandfathered and protected because of the way the rules fell. I think the new roster limitations more apply to the class of 2026. So there technically maybe could be some wiggle room to take a guy out of this camp tomorrow, and we'll see if that plays out.
Sean, are you hearing anything about concerts at Memorial Stadium? Is there any buzz, anything going on like that?
No. I mean, I know Dannon wants to, and I would be shocked if there would be anything coming this summer. I don't think, in terms of launching that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, do you know? Are you asking this me because you know something?
No, not really. No, just Sean.
Sounds like somebody knows something.
Sean, just
like, what do you know here?
Sounds like people know stuff.
Sean, just you hear stuff. Like, I don't know anything concrete. You just hear.
But how
stuff.
Can you? I mean, how can you get a concert launched and promoted in late June, usually you kind of launch and promote them several months out, right?
You'd have to launch it and promote it about right now.
How, when did we know Garth Brooks? How far out was that concert? Do we know that like months in advance?
Early
in the year? When was it? Was August concert.
If you're going to sell 90,000 tickets, like you can't just do it in like, all right, we got 2 weeks to fill the place.
But they it's more than 2 weeks.
They have beer stands to set up, it's a true. Stage. It's Sean, a lot of stuff.
Sean is sort of like an AD. He thinks like an AD.
Sean, well, yeah, I mean, you got to like promote this thing early. I mean, mm-hmm. You can't just like, all right, we got the concert coming up 4th of July weekend. We got
get your tickets now. All change right. your plans.
All right, I hear you.
Fireworks.
Cancel the leg plan.
Are you, Sean, have you taken an active interest in following the CWS, particularly the storyline about Arkansas, which is coached by Dave Van Horn? Arkansas, curiously to me, has never won a national title. They have a lot of hardware, no national championship. How big of a deal is that to you?
They're going to have to beat LSU twice,
right?
Which I don't. That's going to be tough. LSU, you know, it's got a little bit of a rest advantage on them, and uh-huh. they'll be throwing a better pitcher probably in this game than Arkansas has, but. You know, it doesn't seem like an elite field this year in terms of like a dominant team. So mm-hmm. anything can happen with that group of teams. I mean, Coastal Carolina looks as played as well as on any of the four teams in Omaha this weekend. And they've been a great story, too. Louisville, a surprise story. I mean, they have not had great history in Omaha, and they're battling right now, too. I think the big story, it's kind of funny, though, the Jell-O shot thing is like the story always. Now, everyone really gets into this Jell-O shot competition at Rocco's, and it's amazing that an idea that these guys came up with for fun has turned into this like national phenomenon where they make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like LSU fans alone have spent over $100,000 on Jell-O shots.
Have you ever had a Jell-O shot?
I've had them in college. Like, somebody made them. But these are like prepackaged, pre-made. Now they're branded with Rocco's, and
it's made Jell-O relevant again.
Yeah,
it's made Jell-O relevant again.
It's bad.
Jell-O had died out. It was losing its steam, and all of a sudden, Jell-O shots. They started putting some liquor in them, and all of a sudden, Jell-O is taken off again.
They're using Jell-O. Who knew? They're using like the Jell-O that your mom made for you.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's alcohol infused into it.
I've never had a Jell-O shot.
Liquor in there? Do you know? Like, what do they put in there?
I don't.
I think it's usually it's a white liquor. So I'm assuming it's some form of vodka.
We have vodka, is my guess.
Sean, I need a Jell-O shot.
Well, we had them in college, and people would put Everclear in them, and those were
that'll get you. That'll jump on you, Sean.
That one will
jump on you a little bit. Everclear in the Rocco's one.
They had to close Rocco's down because Arkansas and LSU fans got into a full-out brawl the night before the game.
Was it? Do you know that now? It's Arkansas LSU fans.
Yes,
really. They went after it.
They went after it.
Wow, SEC versus SEC.
Sean, last thing for you. Speaking of CWS in Omaha, you were there on Saturday cooking hamburgers for Omaha Steaks. What happened? Did you win the competition, Sean? Who were you going against in this?
No, I was partnered with Nick Hanley, our buddy, Husker baseball play-by-play announcer. And we teamed up, and my daughter Kit was on our team, and we went against Matt Rule and Brendan Stye. And then we also served as judges, too, for a couple of the competitions. But, yeah, they had all the ingredients, everything you could ever think of that you would need, utensils, spices, toppings, and you had to come up with a smash burger, and you had 15 minutes to kind of put it all together. So it was a lot of fun. And I mean, there were some good burgers that were made. You know, like Circus Sports brought like their head people there and took part in it, and like one of their main like chefs did it for him. So it's like, okay.
It's kind of cheating.
Chefs cooking hamburgers.
Yeah, it's a little cheating there.
Sean, you made an egg burger, is that right?
Yeah, we did cheese, bacon, fried egg over hard with lettuce and tomato.
Sounds really good.
I'd eat that.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
I'm not big in like, let's just make it crazy. Like, I mean, I want to eat the thing.
You are from South, though.
It's true. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
God bless you. Sean Callahan.
With the Rocco's thing, I heard on another show, was pretty funny because at one point in time, they listed all of them. This is early on. Rocco's. And like at this time, LSU had like 590 shots consumed, and UCLA had like 29. And someone said, well, maybe they would have done avocado toast
instead. Okay,
maybe they'd have been leading.
Come on.
That was hilarious.
And there it was.
But they only brought 44 fans. So
avocado toast. Yeah.
And they had string cheese last night,
which people have confirmed that was string cheese. No one still understands why.
No,
that was number one in the dugout. Number two,
imagine being the string cheese coach. You get the string cheese, right? Yeah, how many need? I need 40 of them.
It's weird.
Yeah,
Rocco's. We have to get there and get. I'm not going to do it this year. I'm not going to get up there.
Yeah, we'll give you 5 years to get up there.
Okay,
five. You'll get there. You know,
with Everclear. Damn.
It's 190 proof.
That's tough. We'll get you right away.
A Jell-O shot sounds like a nice summer drink, right? I don't know. I think Jell-O still...
You kind of eat it more than you drink.
It's a little shot. It's not a
drink. Have you ever had Jell-O before?
You know what Jell-O is, right?
Have you ever
had pudding? You ever had a pudding before? Mm-hmm. Okay, snack back.
Do you drink that?
So you're saying it's not a drink. It's frozen.
No, it's not frozen either.
It's not frozen.
Do you recall the substance
of Jell-O? Just go back to Jell-O. It's gelatin.
Jell-O.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, these aren't frozen.
No. Huh.
Yeah, no. I have no idea.
Taking a step back. You do all the words I can't to kiss.
Now. I just can't do this.
I was made for loving you, but we can't figure out Jell-O.
Jimmy says, have you ever had food before?
Yes, I have.
YouTube. I have. He has. Steve has had food.
Had a lot of Jell-O in my life, and Trick still makes that real orange that
salad.
Yeah.
With the Jell-O salad.
So you know Jell-O.
That's Shin Daddy's favorite.
It's really
imagine
good.
That yeah. just
with
infused.
Mandarin oranges in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good. Whipped cream.
Just imagine that infused with alcohol. Okay. That's a Jell-O.
You imagine going through like the buffet line on a Sunday afternoon at the park, and all of a sudden you got this Jell-O salad, but it's infused with liquor.
People are just falling around.
People just falling down over here.
It'd be popular.
Boy, the 8-year-olds over there, they're having a ride.
Guys came out loopy over there.
Singing Kiss.
Kind of slurring their words.
Drinking Jell-O shot.
Slurring their words over there. What's happening with the kids? When we come back, you want to give Dave Van Horn some praise?
Yes.
Okay, we'll give Van Horn some praise next, an early break in the ticket.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.